The French authorities have rescued more than 900 people from a cargo vessel which ran aground off the coast of southern France. French police say the vessel, which was at sea for several days, was grounded deliberately. The passengers were mostly Iraqi and Turkish Kurds. They included 300 children and were crammed into the ship's hold with little food or water.
Beached and abandoned, the Cambodian-registered Eesti C and her human cargo left to fend for themselves. The captain and crew all disappeared during the night. Luckily, the weather was good, the ship stayed upright, and eventually the cries of the hundreds of people on board were heard on shore. By mid-morning, they were being helped off, and the story began to emerge of a nightmare voyage, a week at sea cooped up in appalling squalor. Three babies were born on board, 300 children were among the passengers. And the circumstances that brought them to this beach in the rich world, apparently the same old story of poor people paying big money for the promise of a better life. Allez. By afternoon, the French authorities had organized emergency accommodation. A miserable journey comes to a temporary halt at a French army barracks. Here there is food and shelter and medical help, but certainly not the new start that these people apparently believed might be on offer in the West. Most looked too tired now and too bemused to care much about what happens next. It's certainly likely that many will be sent home, though the exodus might be difficult to organize. The French authorities are themselves bemused and at this stage are saying little about what will happen in the longer term.
The focus this evening is on caring for the people who came off this ship and working out what to do with them now. But in the longer term, this extraordinary event highlights a much wider problem: the desperate lengths that people will go to get into Western Europe, and the seeming inability of the authorities here to find a way of stopping the trade in illegal immigrants.
What can European governments do to stem this tide of illegal immigrants?
What they're talking about at the moment a lot is cracking down on the criminal gangs who are responsible for dumping people in Europe and taking quite large sums of money in order to do it. I think in the longer term there's another issue too, and that is the issue of the extent to which there should be a system here, as there has been for many a long year in America, where people can apply and legitimately come to make new lives. Now, that's something that's hugely politically contentious throughout Europe, but I think it's fair to say in a number of European capitals there is an increasing feeling that actually in the long term there has got to be a way found to allow at least some numbers of these people into Europe, because that would at least enable them to have some legitimate route, some aspiration that they could manage to get into Europe with papers, with a proper opportunity for a fresh start.
Segment 1.